Welcome to Diet and Fitness Podcast, a free audio podcast sponsored by Diet.com. This is your fit, fun, and fabulous host, Lady Diet, reporting live from sunny Hollywood, California. In America, the breadbasket is a symbol of pride and plenty, of the past and of American agricultural might. Wheat, for example, is the third largest crop grown in the United States. The U.S. government recommends 6 to 11 servings of grain a day for a balanced diet. The American population notoriously consumes a lot of wheat, barley, oats, and rye. Understandably so. These grains are pretty much unavoidable. But imagine being allergic to bread in the heart of the breadbasket. For 1 in 150 Americans living with a gluten intolerance, which is up to 1 in 7 according to some reputable studies, this is a reality. Gluten is a protein found in wheat, rye, barley, and oats. If someone is sensitive or allergic to gluten, consuming it can damage the lining of the small intestine and limit absorption of nutrients, which can lead to a host of health problems, most significantly malnutrition. In addition to the health problems associated with gluten intolerance, there is the issue of sheer inconvenience. Gluten is everywhere. It's in breads, cookies, pizza, cakes, cereals, pasta, couscous, salad dressings, soy sauce, beer, thousands of processed foods, and the list goes on. It doesn't sound like too much fun to have a gluten intolerance, does it? Well, recently, however, many food companies have begun to produce more gluten-free products, making it a bit easier to live in the heart of the world's breadbasket. If you have a gluten intolerance, or know someone who does, consider the following options. Shopping for gluten-free items is inconvenient and can get expensive, yes, but it is not impossible. Most major supermarkets carry a range of gluten-free cookies, pastas, and bread. Whole Foods Market, for example, lists more than 800 gluten-free items in its stock. Instead of using wheat flour, try rice, corn, potato, or arrowroot flours for baking and cooking. In place of wheat pasta, have potatoes, buckwheat, brown rice, wild rice, or beans. A few popular restaurant chains have started carrying gluten-free dishes, including Outback Steakhouse and P.F. Chang's. The Boston-based Legal Seafoods restaurants carry a gluten-free menu. Some gluten-free items don't taste so hot, I must admit. As someone diagnosed with a gluten sensitivity, I've experimented with a lot of products, some good, some not so good. I have a few suggestions on the ones that I've liked. Rice pasta, any of the brands, tastes similar to regular wheat pasta, only it's a bit chewier. Bumble bars, which is similar to an energy bar, are fantastic, and they're gluten-free. Barbara's bakery products are also really tasty. Good Health veggie crackle bread with some hummus is a delicious snack. And Pamela's chocolate chip cookies will satisfy anyone's sweet tooth. Trust me, if you look for gluten-free stuff, you will find it. They have gluten-free salad dressings, cereals, etc. A plus of being sensitive or intolerant to gluten is that you are forced to eat more veggies, fruits, and protein. And I'm sure as more is discovered about the effects of gluten on people's health, more products will come out. If you have any comments or suggestions about today's topic, or have any other fun and informative health, diet, or fitness-related tips, please feel free to email me at podcast@diet.com. As always, thanks for listening. Have a great day.